looking ahead, the two outcomes that we're hoping to accomplish with the Week 10 assignment is to look at the importance of having highly developed HR business partners, and in doing so, convince all of our stakeholders to look at the SHRM body of competency and knowledge. If you haven't looked at that yet, there is a website link provided in the assignment. There are links elsewhere in the course, but if you look at the assignment 4 link specifically, in there, there is a link that will take you to the external page for SHRM's body of competency and knowledge. This is absolutely industry standard, best practices, so it's important that we tie that into this assignment. The assignment itself is a 20-slide slide deck, as you'll see in the notes. It's, a pretty significant undertaking. It mentions in the assignment that you need a template provided by the instructor. We're going to allow you to use the template you prefer, but having said that, we would caution you to use the most simple template possible. This is, after all, an academic presentation of HR content, so we typically would not have a lot of colorful graphics and animations. This is really a very high-level business-type presentation. So you want to keep the template very clean and professional. Honestly, I think the best templates would probably not have a whole lot of color variation whatsoever, but where you do have color variation, please use the Strayer colors. So in our course template, you see there's a dark red and two shades of gray. That's the color scheme you want to use in this presentation as well. So that's all that we ask. We'll allow you to use your own template that you prefer, your own font types that you prefer, but please do use the Strayer University color scheme in the template for consistency. Within those 20 slides, there are several things that we're looking for specifically. You need slides that talk about the behavioral competencies in the body of competency and knowledge, the HR expertise, and the expertise is broken down into 4 domains. And so you'll want to make sure you have bullet points that cover each of those. In the assignment, I believe it asks for a minimum of 3 bullet points for each. So please be aware of that. The best presentations do not have lots and lots of text on the slides. So really just 3 simple bullet points are going to be sufficient. The less is better, actually, on the screen, because you want it to be visually appealing. If there's a lot of text on the screen, the viewer will tend to lose interest and not be able to follow it quite as well. And so then also we want to make sure that we talk about certifying. And so that's the last element that would be added to the slide deck. In addition to the recommendation of using very few words on the screen itself, where the words come in, it would be in your notes. So we would recommend that your notes sections would be pretty thorough. So if you've used PowerPoint before, you know, as you're developing it, on the bottom part of the screen, you have that notes section that you can expand. This is where you'll type in the speaker's notes. It's very important that the speaker's notes have all the depth and high quality material that you would use to present this to an audience. An even higher standard perhaps would be to consider that you were to give this deck to another HR professional and they would have to present it on your behalf. So therefore you would want to make sure the notes are detailed for them. So let's just assume you did the research, but you're handing this off to someone else. You would want to make sure that all the depth that would be necessary for them to give this would be in those notes, as if they had done the research themselves. So in the notes, you don't want to just copy paste the same bullet points that are on the slide itself. You want to give the depth and support for each bullet point. This is not an APA standard type formatting requirement, but you do have to cite sources. If you include material from the text and outside sources, you do have to cite that within the notes page. You do not need a slide at the end that spells out the references. Instead, in each slide in your notes section where you have referenced or used material that's not yours, that's where you would put a parenthetic note to say the source. So again, you don't have to worry about APA formatting generally, but we do require that a source be cited just for academic honesty and consistency. Finally, I mentioned sources a couple of times there. We do require at least 4 quality academic sources. You'll probably need more for this. but 4 is the minimum requirement. And so that there are resources listed in our course guide to help you with that. There are others that you can use, of course, but when we talk about academic resources, we're talking about peer-reviewed scholarly articles. So this is not Forbes.com or even HR.com. Those are great sources. You can use those, but they would not count for the 4 academic resources. So for those 4, you're going to want scholarly journals. And there are many in the HR space. So typically you're going to start with Journal of, and then the title, or Human Resource Management, and then Journal at the end of the title. You usually will have Journal in the title itself. And if you have any questions, when you look at the journal, you can go to its website, and usually under the About section, it will say if it's a peer-reviewed journal. That is a very big deal in publishing space, and they will absolutely share that information online. So it will be very easy to determine if that falls into this category. So when in doubt, just Google the journal name, look up if they have an editorial review board, and that is a peer-reviewed journal, and you're safe. If it's just a website and popular press-type articles on there, then that would not be considered an academic journal, such as the Small Business Chronicle. I see cited a lot. That is not an academic journal, unfortunately. Anyone can publish on that, and they are not peer-reviewed. So I hope that information is helpful. So again, you're looking at a 20-slide presentation, and the slide part is actually the easy part. The slides will have 3 to 4 bullet points each. We're going to keep the depth fairly light on the slides themselves because you want a visually appealing product, but the depth will be in the notes. So look at this, and if you're weighing where you put your time and effort, the bulk of your time and effort is actually in developing these notes. I'd recommend you write them out in Word first, give them spell check, make sure they're good grammatically, and then copy paste them into the notes section of each slide. That'll help you out, make your job a lot easier. So again, thank you for all of your hard work and dedication to our studies. Thank you especially to those of you who jump into our discussions early.